Proverbs for the day, July 31st, Proverbs chapter 31, verses 11 and 12. After you've read Proverbs a little bit, one of the things that comes to your mind when you think of Proverbs 31, of course, is the things that he says about the virtuous woman. In verse 10 of this chapter, he says, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies." Our verses today are verse 11 and 12. "The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She would do him good and not evil all the days of her life." Excuse me. I want us to think about something that is larger than just one individual human relationship. And then, ladies, if you wish, you can make application, wives, future wives, to this thing of a wife and her husband. But the Bible teaches us that as believers, that we are the bride of Christ. And as the bride of Christ, we are espoused, he says, to Jesus Christ. We are promised to Him. We are set aside for Him. And the Father will one day tell the Son it's time to take his bride. And the Apostle Paul, for example, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he tells us that he wants to present us someday as a chaste virgin to Jesus Christ. In other words, his converts present him. He said that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. And I want you to please do this, is, can he safely trust me? Now, I may say it this way while I'm teaching, can he safely trust you? But ask yourself this question, can he safely trust me? Because look at verse 11 and 12. "The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life." And so let us think about the fact that as an espoused bride, bride-to-be, we would want to conduct ourselves here where we have a free will, where we have choice. He's got it where things will be wonderfully fixed in eternity, thankfully. And many of our decisions that are sealed here will be carried out there, thankfully. And so if you would, think about this. Number one, the relationship. The relationship. The relationship here is husband and wife, espoused as a chaste virgin to her husband. I know that we live in a world of dysfunctional images today when it comes to this relationship. Dysfunctional images. There are professional marriages, that is, where both are professionals. If you happen to be listening and that is your marriage, it doesn't have to be dysfunctional, but for the most part it is. That is, each individual is pursuing a profession, and the marriage is fulfilling certain needs and stuff, but it doesn't give us the image of a Bible marriage. It doesn't give us the image, and that is not to say that if you're a woman working, that excludes you from having a biblical relationship. I don't believe that at all. If you look how hard this woman works in Proverbs chapter 31, there's a lot of industry there. But it's a dysfunctional thing in the sense of individual lives pretty much doing their own thing. That is not the image that God gives us in the Bible. One of the dysfunctional images might be the matriarchal one, where the mother rules the home. Now, he tells that woman to guide the home, and fellows, remember that. There's a lot of ways in which today they're supposed to be able to be a guidance there. They're supposed to be able not guide you, but guide the things under you. And I think that there's dysfunctional images hinder us between us and Christ. Doctrinal images. Let's take the doctrinal side. He says when man and woman come together, husband and wife, they're one. He uses two words in Ephesians 5, love and subjection and submission. And those two things are supposed to be strong words for both parties. You see, when we look upward and we see the Lord, we see that God not only loves, but He is love. He is love. When we think about this thing that God says to us, that we are to submit ourselves, that the woman is to be submitted as the church is to Christ, and the man is to love as Christ, of course the man has to ask himself, who am I loving most? Am I loving myself most, or am I loving my wife as one? There's a dysfunctional image, a doctrinal image, there's a devotional image. Look, safely trust. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her. Now, nobody knows us like God knows us. And my question is, can he safely trust me? Can he, as my bridegroom, safely trust me? You know, man, I'll just say this to you. If you want a Proverbs 31 woman, your aim has to be a valiant man, a Joshua man, a Jesus man. And so the relationship, if you want to bring it down to earthly for a moment, the husband, you have to want to be as true to Christ. See, you're part of the bride of Christ, so you be as true to Christ, as submitted to Christ, as a loving to Christ, as obedient to Christ, as that wife is to be to the husband. So, you see, there's this relationship. My relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ is I'm promised to Him. I'm a spouse. I'm married to Him. Just waiting for the formality, and I'm to live as such. And today, think about it. As you go through the day, my personal, man or woman, your relationship to Christ is you're His bride. Secondly, the responsibility. The responsibility. No need of spoil. The picture is a wife who won't spend what ought not to be spent. I know. This could open up a can of worms, and I don't want to do that. But honestly, I'm going to bear down here a little bit. There is one life. Only one life, so soon it will pass. Only what's done for Christ will last. There is one life. And I'm not trying to deal with domestic dysfunction. Let me tell you, men today, why do you think there's all these sporting goods stores and all these car advertisements and all these gun things and all this hunting and fishing and electronics? See, there's a lot of guys today that they don't hunt or fish. They do other stuff. There's just all these different things. And men can be very, very, very covetous and blind as can be to it. But our Heavenly Father's not. So we need to ask ourselves as a Christian, promised to Christ, the relationship, my responsibility. The bride of Christ must live responsibly, not relevantly, not relatively to this world. Now, the God of this world wants you to spend your life, your time, your energy, your money in this world. He's the God of this world. The God of this world. And the Lord wants you to live in His world. The responsibility, no need of spoil. The Lord can trust you not to spend time, effort, money, and listen, not just on yourself. Love those grandchildren. Love your friends. But you better love Him first. For I've seen people that wouldn't put their husband or wife ahead of God, put their grandchildren ahead of God, or their children ahead of God, or their children ahead of their marriage. Now, the responsibility, this is about us in Christ. Can He trust you? Could He give you anything and trust you to steward over it? Well, the result, when the bride has this as her aim, okay, the other things follow. In the earthly realm, if a woman has this as her aim, that she would live that way, then these other things, all these other verses follow. And all the day, he shall have, look at all the days. Look at verse 12. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. What will get you through daily life? What will get you through daily life? Well, you must be three things. Born again. Born again so you can love Him as He loved us. We love Him because He first loved us. You've got to be born again. You got to believe you are His bride, and so you ought to live as it. So you have to believe you're His bride. And you need to bind yourself to this relationship. Can He safely trust you? This would be a good thing today. Oh, it's sobering. It'll straighten out some things, amen. But it's all right here in this book. Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life.